Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know it was a good day.
Hello and how do you do? It's 7 after the hour. Jennifer Horn and I are here to enthrall you with the information that nobody else has about many different things that are going on in your life and in the lives of many different Americans and people listening all around the world to this program, not just in America. So pay attention because there'll be a test later on.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for a test.
Really?
Oh, boy.
You don't have to take the test. You could administer the test.
Okay, I'm in for that.
You can be in charge of that. The clothing stores and brands that are offering discounts for used clothing, I believe this is something that deserves our attention, your attention. So as they say on the airplane when they're getting ready to do the announcements, your attention, please. The old clothing you have around your home. I get lots of it. I'm told that all the time.
Me too.
Get rid of that stuff. The corduroys, the turtlenecks.
Sure.
All the old things that are around. There are people that can use this clothing. An assortment of your favorite retail stores have been offering discounts or credit in exchange for used items. I thought this was pretty cool. The H&M brand.
Mm-hmm. Love
other them. Stores recently announcing a new recycling program that allows customers to drop off clothing items of any condition, any brand, and get a 10% off voucher for whatever you buy in their store. This is very cool, actually. All the items collected will be passed to recycling partners as raw, usable material.
I like it.
Yep.
I donate my clothes all the time to the Vietnam vets because they'll come to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So you just leave the stuff out on your doorstep and then they come and pick it up. And I love it because it makes you feel like you don't want to just throw stuff in the trash. I don't know. My grandpa always made me feel like that was a bad idea.
You have to
do something.
It's a big waste. Yeah. No, this is something that is very, very handy. All the received items will either be recycled into fabrics, become secondhand clothing. It could be reused to create cleaning cloths, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Upcycled, turning the product into another product of higher quality. All of those things are possible. And the people who participate are laudable. Good for you. Good thinking. Do not throw. It's not always good to take the path of least resistance. I've found that out many times the hard way in my life. You don't want to take things that are of value. This is something that I think is part of the universe's overview of how we handle ourselves. Nothing worse than throwing something away that has some value to others, even if it doesn't have value to you.
Where I really realized where this came from, because my grandfather was like that. He never, my dad the same way. They don't throw anything away unless it's really just toast.
Mm-hmm.
Where we, growing up, I grew up not wealthy, but, our poor has changed. And even the poor people have stuff and we throw things away and everything's very disposable.
Yeah.
And when I was in the Czech Republic, you see how these people are like, oh, well, that vase is cracked. Well, we'll fix it. We'll use it for this. I mean, they repurpose a ton of stuff in Europe because it's not just an endless supply. I mean, things have value. And I think that's really cool. It's important to remember because we're disposable now for sure.
We are, or these
our,
items?
Our society is a disposable society. Our cell phone, after 2 years, we're dumping it and getting a new one. Or
look at the program.
Computers, instead of fixing it, cheaper to get a new one.
I have a computer issue. I just spent $240 on my computer that I had in California.
Could have bought a new one.
They said, no, why are you doing that? Why don't you buy a new one? Well, I don't like to do that. So I put new memory, a new hard drive. And the same thing now is confronting me with one of the computers that I have here on the farm. Do I throw it away or do I buy a new one? And I just have always, it's been like all of the equipment on my farm is used. I don't buy new cars. I don't buy things that, once in a while I'll buy new supplies to be used to help keep the barns in shape, that sort of thing. Or sometimes you can't find used pieces of equipment that have parts on them, so you got to go buy something new. We just priced something to go on the back of a manure spreader. This is just for instance. You buy it in the junkyard for $100, buy it new, $300. And there's not much difference, actually, if you get to the bottom line. It's kind of how do you have your values set up? That's really what's important here. Your own value system. And I just think that a lot of people's values are, we have become such a throwaway society. Good Lord.
I think you're right.
All right, here's the story of a moving company that deserves to have your praise. There are a lot of women and some men who are in abusive relationships. Mm-hmm. Getting out of them is not easy. Actually, packing up and moving out is more daunting. A lot of women have Aaron and Evan Steed to thank for coming to the rescue. They own a moving company, and they volunteered to complete moves for women who are leaving abusive homes. They do it free. When they first started their business in 1997, they were simply looking for a way to earn some extra cash.
Mm-hmm.
Their fee for helping people move was $20 and a pizza.
Wow. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. That's kind of cool. And now they have a very good business. They started their business in 2000. And in the first year they were in business, they were called in to move. And they came into a situation that was volatile. They were moving this woman, and the abusive husband came home in the middle of the day.
Oh, boy.
The company decided it had to ensure that women and the moving crew were both safe, so they partnered with a women's shelter. What was good about that, one of the owners said, they could be vetting the request for help, supporting the women with counseling, and making sure when they went in, the proper restraining orders were in place. The police were there if necessary. That's how bad this is, Jennifer.
It can be really bad.
With some people, really, really bad.
And the thing is, it, for whatever reason, people get so hooked on staying. And once they make that decision, it's so great to have a company like this, because the slightest thing can make somebody go, nope, I'll wait till next week, or I can't move, or I don't have anybody to help me, and they wait, and then it's too late.
Yeah. The story is at DougStefan.com, by the way. A special couple of guys, a special idea. I wonder if this could take root. If you're listening to me and you have a business that can help people in these circumstances or any number of circumstances, it's kind of your job to go the distance, go the extra mile, if you will. We are all here to help. And I congratulate these people. This is a great thing. Not only is it good, I think it's good for business, but just knowing that they don't want anything.
It's good for your soul.
It is. And we can't always just do everything for money. I guess think about, not that you would expect something back, but a lot of times, whether you get it back from the person that you've helped or somebody else, when you do something good, it comes back to you.
Oh, 100%. Even sometimes if it just makes you feel good, you know, even if it's not karma, it just makes you feel good.
Okay, let's focus on rejuvenating your aging arteries, shall we, for a moment or two?
Sure.
You are getting older, Jennifer. I am getting older. All the people listening to this program are getting older. That's the way the clock works. Progressive moves ahead. So as a person who's been very interested in his health for 40 some odd years, I guess I was in my, I actually started in my 20s taking supplements, and I've been doing it ever since. I had some I had some brushes with circumstances that made me very uncomfortable, even though, as it turned out, they were all in my mind and not in my body. But still, I got to thinking and then doing research on what I ought to be putting in my body, food-wise, supplement-wise, and otherwise. And so what I've tried to do over the years, because of the history of stroke and stuff in my family, is eliminate risk of heart disease. And in doing so, I believe I've increased my life expectancy by 10, 12, 14 years, because I'm thinking about it. One of the things is that my arteries are clean as a whistle because of fish oil, other things that I have taken over the years. I do have some plaque in my carotid arteries, and that troubles me. And that's why I got really excited when I saw what happened with Neo 40 and Super Beets, because what the impact of using beets, these beets especially grown, non-GMO beets, for this product, nitric oxide in my body and in your body is the secret to keeping your blood pressure low, to, if you've got high blood pressure, getting it down. This is a nutritional gold mine. These beets, better than regular beets and regular beet juice, because they're specially grown and they're protected by a patented drying process. So there are two things to keep in mind when you're thinking about opening up your arteries and opening up your day. There's a capsule made by these company, these people at this company called Neo 40. You take the capsule every morning when you wake up. It dissolves instantly in your mouth and is absorbed quickly into your system, giving you a shot of energy so that you actually wake up, that you're aware, and you get in your car, you drive to work or whatever it is you're doing. You've got your wits about you. And here's how you get on the program. You call 800-655-4183. 655-4183. Toll free 800-655-4183. You go to DougLikesBeats.com and order the Neo 40. You get a free supply of Super Beats with that order, a free book on nitric oxide, saliva testing strip, so you'll know what's going on in your body. That's your job. I want you to make sure you know what's going on in your body. Call 800-655-4183, or please help yourself and go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The SNS Cycle Tech Line responds to biker questions regarding lifter adjustment.
It seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust and how many flats? And there are several. They all have different thread pitches and they need different amounts of adjustment.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
People have a hard time adjusting lifters. It seems like it's one of the most common tech calls that we get, you know, misunderstood. How do you adjust and how many flats? And there are several push rods on the market and they all have different thread pitches and so they need different amounts of adjustment. It's very confusing to all the techs out there if they're, you know, not savvy to how lifters work and push rods and adjustment. Probably one of the most common errors, I think, when people put in cans and that kind of stuff.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road. On two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's a six-time WNBA All-Star and two-time winner of the Naismith Award. She led Tennessee to the NCAA's first three-peat by a women's basketball team.
The Silver Stars win in Holzclaw's debut, 88-81.
So where is Shamiqua Holzclaw now? Shamiqua's autobiography, Breaking Through, Beating the Odds, Shot After Shot, came out in 2012. In the book, she discusses former coach Pat Summitt and her battle with depression. Later in 2012, Shamiqua found herself on the wrong side of the law.
The Olympic gold medalist allegedly followed her ex-girlfriend and former teammate Jennifer Lacey home from the gym on Tuesday. Police say Lacey called a friend after she noticed her car smelled like gasoline and realized Holzclaw was following her.
Shamiqua Holzclaw, facing a new kind of adversity. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing every human hates the most? And get this, when it happens, it can both embarrass and make us angry at the same time. It's not the usual list of hates like snakes and spiders, but the one thing everyone hates is when we're corrected in public. Here's the social science of it.
What is wrong with you?
Teachers overcorrect in the classroom in the name of learning.
You're wrong, son.
Those who want to get ahead in the corporate world go out of their way to correct underlings in public. Overcorrected children develop a resentment for authority figures.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must correct someone, do it privately and aside. Never correct an individual in public. It only leads to bad feelings. And you know what? It is rarely to never viewed as constructive. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Yesterday in Catalonia, Spain, a plan for independence from the motherland. They don't like being Spanish. They want to be Catalans. Luck to them, 21 after the hour.